of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Jesus. addiction everybody can play. Yes, you know Jesus is standing at the home plate. He's waiting for you there. Well, you know life is a ball game, but you've got to play it fair.
Thank you. Hello and welcome back on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Sports Live. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, welcoming you back to Leecom Park for game two of the series between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Bradenton Marauders. A tough one last night for the hometown team. 7-6 the final after 10 innings in which the Tigers put up 3 in the 9th and 3 in the 10th to take a one-run victory. Bradenton trying to bounce back tonight. They'll do it with starting pitcher Owen Kellington on the mound. The righty with a very stout sub-4 ERA. 0-1 record on the season, making just his third start. Top three on the team with strikeout numbers at 20-plus. This season, opponents batting just above 200 against the right-hander. Turned into a starter 2 weeks ago on the road trip in Dunedin. Defensively, Kellington backed up by Planchart, catching Mojica at first, Castillo and Termar Johnson at second and short. Rivas starts back-to-back nights at third base. Tanner Treadaway, who was called up to Bradenton this morning, starts in left field. Charlene Polanco in center and Rodolfo Nolasco out and right. For the Flying Tigers, their lineup offensively starts with Carlos Pellegrin leading off the center fielder, batting 238. Peyton Graham plays at short and bats second. Manuel Sequeira, DH, is in the power spot at number three. Jose De La Cruz cleans it up and right. He's 6-for-9 in his first three games this season. At the plate, Dominic Johnson bats fifth in left field, and Enzo Reyes sixth. Tyler Johnson seventh. Sergio Tapia eighth, and Alvaro Gonzalez rounds it out, batting ninth and playing at second base. Bradenton wearing their home white uniforms for those of you tuned in on the radio side of things. Pittsburgh Pirates-esque numbers. Tigers back out for the second game of this series, wearing their road blue alternate tops with gray pants, blue stripe going down the side. As the two teams that strongly emulate their big league parent clubs with their uniform combos face off in game two. Kellington with Planchart awaiting the first offering of the ball game. The righty fires to Pellegrin. Ball misses low in the count, 1-0. We're underway at 6:34. Another start a little bit past our scheduled time here tonight. Same story yesterday. Kellington's 1-0. Fastball popped up back behind home plate, out of play for strike one. If you're just joining us on Bally Sports Live or MILB TV, Planchart catches Mojica and Castillo at first and second. Kellington's 1-1. Breaking ball taken low. Two balls and a strike. Termar Johnson at shortstop. Javi Rivas at third. Tanner Treadaway, call up from this morning in left field. Charlene Polanco in center and Rodolfo Nolasco in right. The 2-1 from Kellington. Fastball in the inner half of the plate. Man, registers as a ball. Looked good, and it's 3-1. Pellegrin, Graham, Sequeira, and De La Cruz, the first four to bat for Lakeland tonight. The 3-1. Fastball misses in, ball four. Five pitches and a free pass handed out to Carlos Pellegrin to start the game here tonight. The Marauders with the loss last night. Still five games out of Clearwater in first, 5.5, as a matter of fact, as the Threshers won earlier today against Dunedin. So win to keep them within five games. Kellington comes set above the belt. First pitch to Peyton Graham. Fastball well located, low and away for strike one. Graham batting 208 this season, one homer and an RBI for him. Had a three-hit night yesterday with one man batted in the ninth inning. Pellegrin leads off first. Kellington's 0-1. Breaking ball looped into the strike zone, taken by Graham in the count 0-2. Good bounce back after the five-pitch walk from Kellington. Goes fastball, curveball to get ahead in the count. Rivas playing just a few feet behind the bag at third. Double play that for Castillo and Johnson up the middle. Kellington's 0-2. Breaking ball just a bit high. Planchy trying to pull that one down, and already some chirps for the home plate umpire. Some fans might not know that it is an automatic balls and strikes system tonight, as is every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday game this season. Pellegrin leads off first, held on by Mojica. Pickoff throw there. A little closer than one might think. Pellegrin gets back safely, though. Ball and two strikes to Graham. Nobody out in the top of the first. Kellington fires home. Weakly grounded towards second, charged by Castillo to Termar for one, relay to first, not in time. Graham runs well to bail himself out of a rollover double play opportunity. Rodgers get the lead runner, though, and there's one away. Should be fun to watch the middle infield pairing of Termar Johnson and Jesus Castillo tonight. The Marauders yesterday did not turn a double play for the first time in 17 games. Team that leads all of single-A baseball, 35 twin kills this season. Manuel Sequeira, the DH up, 281 the average for him. First offering from Kellington with Graham taking a big lead off first. Fastball low and it's 1-0. Sequeira with two homers, 15 RBI this season. Was 1-for-3 yesterday. Had a sack fly RBI. Lines one towards third over the leaping reach of Rivas. That one's down into left. Heading to third as Graham scooping it up is Treadaway. He tries to cut the lead man at second, but the throw is offline, not in time. One out double for Sequeira. Graham up to third. Now two men in scoring position with one away here in the top of the first for the Tigers. Jose De La Cruz up, making his fourth appearance of the season, 6-for-9 at the plate with an RBI in his first three games of 2023. See the runner Sequeira on second, throws on the oven mitt. Graham the runner on third. Anything through the infield, scoring at least two at the good speed on the base paths. First pitch breaking ball to De La Cruz is taken on the inner half for strike one. Kellington trying to work out of early trouble here tonight. Lakeland left 10 men on base in yesterday's game. Kellington trying to start that off again. 0-1, big cut and a miss. Good breaking ball, elevated it. Gave it a touch on the inner half of the plate for strike two, and De La Cruz will step out and call time. Runners on second and third for Lakeland. No score in the top of the first. Kellington trying to keep it that way. Right-hander set. The 0-2 with one away to Jose De La Cruz. Tipped in and out of the glove of Planchart. Pounds his fist into the mitt. After not squeezing that one, I know Planchy would want that one back if he got another chance at it. Now the count 0-2. Just hope it doesn't come back to haunt Kellington here. Two-strike pitch again to De La Cruz. Popped up, fouling out of play, and thumping off the press box. We'll do the 0-2 for a third time. Graham unopposed in his lead at third. Same story for Sequeira off second. The third 0-2 pitch to De La Cruz. Breaking ball misses, blocked by Planchart. Graham does not try to come home on it. Planchy does well to keep that one within a couple of feet of the home plate area. 1-2 the count. Pitch number 6 of the at-bat upcoming to De La Cruz. Kellington comes set hunting a crucial strikeout here. Pitch. This is outside the count, even up at 2-2. Dominic Johnson, the left fielder, waits on deck for the Tigers. If he gets a trip to the dish here. 2-2, one away. Pair in scoring position. Kellington fires. Fouled off, we'll do it again. Kellington having to fight hard to try and put away Jose De La Cruz with two men in scoring position here in the top of the first. 3 2-strike pitches fouled off in the at-bat. Kellington comes set pitch number 8 of this battle on its way home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Kellington gives him the curveball. And the only thing De La Cruz gets for his trouble is a walk back to the dugout. There's two away. Crucial strikeout eliminates the chance for a sack fly for a bunt in the infield to try and bring in a run. And now Dom Johnson steps in. 237 the average. Two homers, 11 batted in for the speedy outfielder. First pitch to him. Fastball in the inner half of the plate. Called strike and it's 0-1. Good get-ahead heater from Kellington. Montpelier, Vermont native. Drafted out of high school in 2021 by the Pirates. 0-1. Breaking ball misses. Ah, man. Wild pitch. Gets to the backstop. And just like that, Graham comes in to score, and it's 1-0 Tigers. Saw a fair few wild pitches for the Marauders in the later innings of last night's game, and it really came back to hurt them. That trend has continued here in the top of the first. Still a chance to pitch out of it for Kellington. 1-1 the count, two away, offering. This is way up and in. Johnson lucky not to be hit by that one. Got out of the way just in the nick of time. 2-1 with one away. Sakara, the runner, leading off third, down the line in foul territory. Infield playing back up the middle. Kellington's 2-1. Breaking ball hung in there for strike two. Johnson kind of rearing back after taking what looked like a good offering on the inner half of the plate. 2-2, two away. Kellington trying to end this run scoring top of the first. The pitch chopped towards third. It'll bounce well foul, though. And we'll do the 2-2 again. Kellington's pitch count already at 22 in the inning. The reliever turns starter. His third time leading off a game on the mound trying to get out of the inning. The 2-2 again. Chopped foul this time. Pulled even tighter towards that Lakeland dugout on the third base side. Back-to-back 2-2 pitches spoiled away by Johnson. Seventh pitch of the at-bat here. Kellington comes set. The third 2-2. Called strike three. Gave him the deuce to end the inning. Johnson watches one float right down the middle. Pair of punch-outs gets Kellington out of the top of the first. Lakeland do pick up a run on a wild pitch. Leave a man on base as we go to the home first. Marauders with Castillo, Johnson, and Alaska leading off when we come back. Back here for the bottom of the first on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. Back at Lecom Park, 1-0 Tigers, the score after half an inning. Marauders have Castillo, Termar Johnson, Nolasco, and Polanco, the first four, followed by Tanner Treadaway, Alexander Mojica, Javi Rivas, Nick Cimillo, and Giovanni Planchart, followed Jake Miller. The left-hander for Lakeland with the start tonight. This season, Miller with a 17.8 ERA and 3.2 innings pitched. First pitch to Castillo is a fastball above the belt, but gets the strike call. It's 0-1. Jesus batting 226 this year. 7 RBI for the leadoff man. 0-1. Takes a big cut and a miss late at the fastball for strike two. Castillo with a league-leading walk tally this season. That's been his major contribution offensively. Miller's 0-2. High fastball, check swing. Castillo did not go around. It's ball one. Good crowd on hand on a beautiful Southwest Florida evening. Wind, just a slight breeze out towards the right field pole. The 1-2. Castillo offers a check swing at a breaking ball away. Appeal. No, says our field umpire, Connor Crowell. It's ball two. Justin Hopkins relaying the ABS signals behind home plate. Connor Crowell on the bases. Miller set the 2-2 pitch to Castillo on its way. Jesus takes fastball, sails outside. 3-2 now. Miller has walked five and struck out five in his 3.2 innings on the hill. Facing the walks leader, the 3-2. This is inside, ball four. Jesus Castillo does what he does best and draws a walk to start the night offensively for Bradenton. Termar Johnson stepping in now. Termar had a great ninth and tenth inning yesterday. Doubled and singled. Helped spur both rallies. Takes strike one. Batting 194 on the season. Pirates number one overall prospect. Has found a stroke offensively. If last night's late innings are any indication. Castillo leads off first. Next pitch, fastball. Catches a piece of the outside corner for strike two. 90 miles an hour, well located. No balls and two strikes. Castillo shuffles off the bag at first. Miller, the lefty for Lakeland, set the pitch. Termar fouls a breaking ball off his gut area, it looks like, and drops down to a knee on the field. Seems like, Termar rubbing his front of his thigh. Might have gotten Charlie horse by the foul ball there. Talking with Jonathan Johnston. Thankfully, Termar seems to be okay. Now digs back in from the left side. 0-2 count with nobody out in the inning. Castillo on first after his leadoff walk. Miller set the 0-2 again. We'll have to wait. Lifted the leg to fire home, but instead moved towards the bag at first and fired a pickoff attempt. Castillo walked back to the bag safely with plenty of time to get in there. Miller eyeing down Castillo. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Termar chases a slider away, strikes out. And there's one away in the bottom of the first. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. 293 the average for the Marauder outfielder. Was called up 2 weeks ago this day to the Marauder roster and has been a great addition. First pitch pops it up behind home plate. Catcher Tapia gives chase, but he runs out of room. That one will land on the netting. Rolls back down, and Charlene Polanco gets a bit of a surprise as that one rolled down. Almost hit him square on the head in the on-deck circle. 0-1 the count to Nolasco. Singled once last night and walked twice. 1-for-3 game. 0-1 pitch. Takes low, ball one. Comfortable look at it. Count even. Nolasco's only real blemish last night was a looking strikeout with two men on and one away in the bottom of the 10th inning. 1-1. Driven high and deep to right center field by Nolasco. That one is back and it is gone. Let it ride. Touch them all. Home run number two of the season for Rodolfo Nolasco. And the Marauders lead 2-1. And opposite field, Jack. ...394 feet at 103.8 miles per hour. And Bradenton, three batters into their night offensively, reclaim their advantage. First First pitch to Shalim Polanco. The next man up is taken for strike one. Marauders are 11-2 this season in games that they homer in. A one pitch, Shalim takes a slider that dances well off the outside part of the plate for ball one to even up the count. Polanco leads the team with his three home runs this season. One-one, take, slider away again. Another comfortable take. Not too competitive of an offering. Two balls and a strike to Polanco with one away, bases empty after Nolasco's two-run homer. Pitch. Shalim pops it up right side of the infield. Couple men chase it into foul territory, but that one crashes into the seats. For strike two to even up the count. Round of applause as a older fan collected the ball, promptly handed it to a young girl in attendance. She's dancing around. 2-2 the count with one away to Polanco. Pitch. Takes a slider upstairs and the count full now. Miller nods at the signs from Tapia, but Shalim will call time and step out before the next offering could be fired home. Tanner Treadaway waits on deck, ready to make his first at-bat of the season with Bradenton. 3-2. Shalim drills one towards second, a bouncing ball fielded by Gonzalez and thrown to first in plenty of time for the second out of the inning. Brings up Tanner Treadaway. Wearing number 3. Taking that number over from Wyatt Hendry, was called up to Greensboro on Monday. Treadaway played for a couple of weeks with Bradenton last year. 160 the average, a home run and 10 RBI for him. First pitch fastball misses low, and it's 1-0 to him. Treadaway, a McAllen, Texas native, Oklahoma Sooner in his college days. The 1-0. Loops one into shallow center. Back on it is the shortstop, Graham. He makes the grab over the shoulder for the third out. Marauders put up a pair in the bottom of the first off a Rodolfo Nolasco two-run blast. We head to the second. Bradenton 2, Lakeland 1. The score, and we come back on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network.
Up his cane. All I wanna do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a 40-hour week worth of trouble to drown. No need to complicate it. I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and the Bally Sports Live app. Ben Picorni with you as we kick off the second inning here at Lecom Park. 6-7-8 for the Tigers with Adinso Reyes leading off. First pitch to him from Kellington. Driven high and deep to center field, Polanco goes back to the warning track, slows up in front of the wall, and makes the play, crashing into the padding. Great grab by Shalim Polanco, had to battle with some sunshine. And just a very well-struck ball to make the squeeze for the first out. 2-1 Marauders the score. Lakeland picked up one in the first off a wild pitch. Marauders roared back with a two-run drive from Nolasco. First pitch to the next man up, Tyler Johnson. It's taken at the inner half of the plate for strike one. Johnson batting 237 with two homers and 11 batted in this year. Kellington's 0-1. Fouled off of Johnson in the batter's box. Goes down as strike number two, 0-2 now. Across the levels for the Pirates organization, Big League Buccos had a 3-0 lead earlier today. Ended up losing 4-3 to the Rockies. 0-2. Fastball sails up. Ball in the count, 1-2 now. Greensboro winning 8-4 in an afternoon matchup. 1-2 now. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher. Planchard, strike three. And out number two. Three punch outs in the first seven men faced tonight for Owen Kellington. At the double A level, Altoona dropping a afternoon game at home. 7-2 the final to the Akron Rubber Duckies. As the next man up, Sergio Tapia takes a well-located breaking ball low and away for strike one. 0-1. Kellington falls down after delivering that one. Giovanni Planchard ripped the mask off and head out there and talk to Kellington, make sure everything's okay with him. Ball and a strike to Tapia. The 1-1. Misses low. Two balls and a strike now to the Lakeland catcher batting .179 this year. No homers, four men batted in. 2-1. Breaking ball misses low and out. Hitter-friendly 3-1 count now for the 8-spot man for the Tigers. Indianapolis Indians playing the St. Paul Saints tonight. That one yet to kick off. 3-1 from Kellington. Popped up. Back behind home plate. Planchard will not give chase. As that one lands on the protective netting for strike two in the count. Full now. Full count with two away. Base is empty for Tapia. Kellington hunting a efficient 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the second. Right-hander set the payoff pitch in the visiting second on its way. Weak line drive into right center field. Polanco racing into the gap. He makes the play on the run. Got a good read on it and squeezed it to end the inning. Three up, three down in the top of the second. Kellington has struck out three in the first two, and we go to the bottom of the second with the Marauders leading 2-1 when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live for the bottom of the second inning at Lecom Park. Bradenton 2, Lakeland 1 the score. Two-run homer in the bottom half of the first gives the Marauders the one-run advantage. Alexander Mojica leads off this inning. 243 average for him. Miller fires. And Mojica pops it up. First base side of the infield, foul territory. It'll get out of play and down onto the concourse for strike one. Miller, the lefty, looks in. Rocks and fires the 0-1. Mojica takes outside, a ball in the count even. Mojica saw a hit streak come to an end yesterday. Did reach once safely on a fielder's choice in the ninth. Next pitch takes a big cut. At an outer half sinker for strike two. Ball and two the count. Rivas and Cimillo will appear at the plate in this inning behind Mojica. Miller rocks and fires the 1-2. Mojica takes fastball way up and out. Emulating a pitch out offering. 2-2 the count. Miller with his toes square to the Marauder on deck circle. Fires the 2-2. Mojica offers a check swing and a slider. Umpire says he doesn't go. Miller tried to backdoor him there. Just missed. And the count full now. Miller rocks the 3-2 now. Mojica takes. Man, called strike three. Looked to be inside, but ABS has it as a strike, and there's one away. Brings up Javier Rivas. Javi batting 207 this season, a homer and 15 RBI, second on the team with those 15 runs batted in. Was 3-for-5 yesterday with an RBI as he takes one low for ball one. One ball offering from Miller to Rivas. Javier hits one high and deep to left, racing back to the track as Johnson. He pulls up. That one's gone. Let it ride. Touch them all. Big fly number two of the season for Javier Rivas. And the Marauders extend the lead. It's 3-1 Bradenton. Rivas, when he rounded second, wasn't sure if that one made it out or not. As he touches on home. High fives all around for the second jack of the season. Got a changeup just above the knees, middle of the zone, and made no mistake about it. Marauders homer happy here tonight, just the third home run of the season here at Lecom Park for Bradenton, and now their 11th game as Cimillo takes sinker over the heart of the plate for strike one. Mentioned it in the first inning. The Marauders 11-2 this year in games in which they hit home runs in. As this 0-1 sinker misses low, the count even now to Cimillo. Cimillo had a double to the wall in center field in the 10th inning last night. Clutch pinch hit spot for him. 1-1 takes a slider over the heart of the plate. Called a strike in the count, 1-2. Cimillo with a 5-game on-base streak, 2-game hitting streak. Ball and two strikes with one away, bases empty. The pitch. Cimillo hits one deep to left. That one tailing foul, though. Had the legs, didn't keep it between the pole, though. Cimillo missed back-to-back jacks by maybe 10 or 15 feet to the left of the pole. One and two the count to Cimillo, 250 hitter. Does have a homer this season. Pitch on the way. Flares one out to right. Charging in on it is De La Cruz. He stops up and makes the one-handed grab for the second out of the inning. Moves us to the ninth spot in Giovanni Planchart. He's found somewhat of a rhythm at the plate recently. Was 1-for-4 with an RBI last night. And was 1-for-4 with an RBI on Sunday at Tampa. Guy hitting below 200. Takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one. Talked with Marauders hitting coach Quentin Brown about it. And Planchy just simplifying his approach at the plate. Was trying to do a lot of backside opposite field hitting early on as he loops that one to first. The weak liner snared for the third out. Marauders pick up a run in the bottom of the second. A Javier Rivas solo homer makes it 3-1, baby Buccos, as we head to the third on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV and Bally Sports Live for the top of the third at Leacom Park. Ben Picorni with you. 3-1, Bradenton the score. 9-1-2 in the inning. Alvaro Gonzalez cuts and misses that high fastball for strike one. Gonzalez playing in just his second game of the season for Lakeland. 1-for-4 in that first matchup as he takes one in the dirt. Count will even up at 1-1. Gonzalez was 1-for-4 with 2 RBI in his only start of the season this year. Kellington's 1-1 pitch to him. Bounces in the dirt, well in front of home plate, a ball in the count, 2-1. Kellington nods at the sign from Planchart, 2-1 now. Driven into right field, line drive will touch down for a leadoff single. Went down and got the low fastball. Gonzalez, 2-for-5 now on the season. Puts good speed on first for the top of the order man, Carlos Pellegrin, stepping into the batter's box. Pellegrin walked in the first. Only walk Kellington has handed out in the first 9 men he's faced. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Kellington says, come and get it. Pellegrin waves through it for strike one. Solid lead off the bag at first for Gonzalez, held on by Mojica. A 1 pitch from the Marauder right-hander. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Sprinting back to the bag on his feet safely is Gonzalez. Marauders who have turned 35 double plays this season. With an opportunity here, 0-1 breaking ball. Slips out of the hand of Kellington, misses way upstairs in the count, 1-1. Run scored in the first on a wild pitch for Lakeland. Marauders had a 2-run homer in the first, 1-run shot in the bottom of the second. 1-1 pitch, grooved down the outer half of the plate, taken for a strike, and it's 1-2. Kellington's pitch count a little higher, I'm sure, than he'd like at this point in the outing. 43 pitches here in the top of this third inning. Righty set the 1-2 pitch. Pellegrin pops it up right side of the infield. Planchart sheds the mask and chases it. But that one out of play on top of the netting. It'll roll back down to the turf. We'll do the 1-2 again. See Mojica holding the runner on first. One-two count. Second 1-2 offering to Pellegrin with nobody away. Misses up and in. Blanchard jumps out of the stance, motions for Kellington to just calm down on the hill. In the count, 2-2 now. Ready, set, the 2-2. Cold strike 3, can I help you? He's just looking. There's one away. Strikeout number 4 for Kellington. Brings up Peyton Graham, reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Came around to score on the wild pitch. Kellington's first pitch to Graham with one away. Breaking ball up. Does catch the corner, though, for strike 1. Not too often you're expecting a breaking ball at the high and inside corner. Works for Kellington there to get ahead. Ready with a long pause, the 0-1 now. Fastball shoved low. Picked up by Planchart. Runner stays put, and it's 1-1. Kellington looks over the shoulder at the runner. Gonzalez on first, the 1-1. Lined up the middle, off the glove of Castillo and into center field. Runner Gonzalez returned the first, now pulls up to second. Routine liner for Jesus. He's charged with an error there. E6 moves Gonzalez up to second and sees Graham standing on first. Had a golden chance to double off Gonzalez. He was halfway to second. You could see Jesus just take his eye off the ball to look at the base runner, and that's when it bounced off the end of the glove. Double play chance. Passes Bradenton by. Now Sakara into the batter's box, who's 1-for-1 with a double. Kellington in a little spot of bother here in the top of the third. Checks and fires. Grounded to third. Rivas dives after it, but it ends up foul for strike 1. Javier Rivas, who has dazzled defensively all season long at shortstop, has an incredibly strong arm and above average strength in his arm in terms of most shortstops at this level. So why not see if he can transfer that throwing arm and good defensive play over to the hot corner. Kellington checks Gonzalez, the 0-1. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike 2. Kellington ahead, 0-2 in the count, one away in the inning. Two men on the base paths. Bradenton right-hander sets, checks, 0-2 home. Swing and a miss, strike 3, breaking ball, Sakara. The wild miss for out number 2. Fifth strikeout in 11 batters face for Owen Kellington. Brings up Jose De La Cruz, he struck out in the first inning. Put up an 8-pitch battle last time at the plate. Designated hitter. Entered this game with a .281 average. Check that. .667 average. Now down to .600. Only .600. 6-for-10 on the season. He's down the count, 0-1. Good low and in fastball from Kellington to get ahead. Right-hander checks the 0-1 home. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Ball and a strike now to De La Cruz. Marauders up 3-1 here in the top of the third. Kellington trying to fire back-to-back scoreless frames on the hill. Right-hander looks into Planchart. Glove resting on the front hip awaiting the sign. Now comes set. Checks Gonzalez on second, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball for strike 2. That's been the dominant pitch of the night for Owen Kellington. He's really been able to dominate with the breaking action this evening. Ball and 2 strikes with 2 away. Kellington looks in, 2 Planchart. Pair of base runners on. for the Tigers in the top of the third. Kellington set his 55th pitch of the night. Hit high into left field. Racing back to the warning track is Shalene Polanco. He's slowing up at the wall. Makes the catch with his back to the wall. Missing a big fly by a few feet is De La Cruz. Instead, it's an F8 to end the inning. Pair of men left on as we go to the bottom of the third. Marauders leading 3-1 when we come back on Bally Sports, the Marauders Radio Network, and MILB TV.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the home third at Lecon Park. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers 1, the score. Top of the order set for Bradenton in this inning. Castillo, Termar Johnson, and Nolasco. First pitch. Castillo lines one to left. That one will sink down and touch on some Bermuda. A leadoff single for Jesus Castillo. He's reached safely twice in both his trips tonight now. Walk and a base hit for him. The first hit of the game for the Marauders that hasn't been a home run. Brings up Termar Johnson. Struck out in the first 0-for-1 in the game. But put a lot of pieces together in the ninth and tenth inning last night. A double and a single for him. Takes a cut and a miss at a low breaking ball for strike one. Miller with the pitch count, hovering just below 40 to this point in the outing. Eyes down Castillo at first, the 0-1. Termar rolls one up the middle. That one will squeak into center field. Castillo's going to try and go for third. Throw there is not in time, advancing to second with good base running is Termar Johnson. He has his first hit of the night, and the Marauders have a pair of men in scoring position with nobody out in the inning. Back-to-back base hits to start the home third. And the home run hero of the first inning, Rodolfo Nolasco, will step into the batter's box. See Castillo and Gustavo Omana, Marauders' third base coach, talking about something down the line there. Jesus trying to catch his breath after going first to third. Nolasco with a two-run homer in the first inning. His first home run that was not inside the Parker this season. Two in scoring position, nobody out, the pitch. Lasco takes, slider misses. Oh, wow, called a strike. Catcher was leaning a foot to the right when he caught that ball. 0-1 the count. Good speed on the bases. Anything to the outfield's bringing two in to score. The 0-1. Breaking ball, same spot. This time called a ball, and it's 1-1. Marauders with Carlos Lomelli warming up in their bullpen and right. Quiet pen for Lakeland. Ball and a strike with nobody out. Marauders up two, trying to add on more. Pitch. Misses inside. Nolasco backs out of the way of that one. It's 2-1. Nice slight breeze at Lecon Park tonight. Beautiful Southwest Florida sunset as always. Miller's 2-1 pitch to Nolasco. Check swing at a low breaking ball. They appeal to the field umpire. No swing, and it's 3-1. Hitter-friendly count for Nolasco. Should expect something right out over the heart of the plate. Assuming Miller wants to avoid walking him loaded, which I'd say is a fair bet. 3-1 pitch to Nolasco. Takes. Ball outside, ball four. And the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the third for the Marauders with Shaleen Polanco coming to the dish. A base hit for Castillo, a single up the middle for Tamar Johnson, and Nolasco drawing the 3-1 walk there. Loads him up for the Pirates' number 26th ranked prospect. Polanco grounded out to second base back in the first inning. Three home runs this season. 169 average with 11 RBI. First pitch, Shaleen pops it foul back behind home plate for strike one. Marauders were 6-14 with runners in scoring position last night. First chance of the game at it here. 0-1. Polanco takes fastball above the shoulders. Ball in the count, 1-1. Castillo on third, Tamar Johnson on second, and Nolasco the runner on first. Miller the lefty set the 1-1 pitch to Polanco. Fastball misses up and out, 2-1 now. Tanner Treadaway waits on deck. Seen a lot of patience from guys like Shaleen Polanco, Davies Nadal, Javier Rivas, and Giovanni Planchart as of late. Much more professional and calculated approaches at the plate. 2-1. Shaleen bounces one back towards the mound. Coming home is Castillo. The flip to the plate is in time to get him. There's one away. Thought that one might have been fouled off of Shaleen. Everyone froze momentarily. Gave the pitcher Miller enough time to spring off the mound and fire an underhand flip to the plate for the first out. Base is still loaded, though, for Bradenton. Polanco reaches on the fielder's choice. Treadaway up now. How about this? Your second at-bat back with the Marauders out of the complex. And you got a bases-loaded spot with one away in the inning. Marauders have scored in each frame thus far. Chance to continue that into the third here. Treadaway steps in from the right side, the Oklahoma Sooner. 10th round pick in 2022. Miller set, bases loaded, one away. Pitch on the way. Treadaway takes, slider inside for ball one. Calls time, steps back in. 1-0 the count. Miller sets and fires. Treadaway lines it to right. That one sinking towards the foul line. It's going to drop in. Scoring on the play is Nolasco being sent, or is Tamar being sent to the plate as Nolasco. He scores. Both men come in across the dish. And sliding headfirst into second with a 2-RBI double is Tanner Treadaway. It's 5-1 Bradenton. Welcome back to the Marauders, Tanner Treadaway. Pair of ribbies. And the offensive onslaught continues for Bradenton. Brings up Mojica with Shaleen Polanco on third and Treadaway planted at second. My old friend Nick Green, pitching coach of the Lakeland Flying Tigers, out to the mound. Saw him a lot in the Marauders road trip there a few weeks ago. Alexander Mojica, who struck out looking in the second inning, will get his cuts after the mound visit concludes. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins going to go and break up the chat. Second mound visit of the night, docked from the Tigers. Two men in scoring position for Mojica. One away in the inning. Infield comes in for Lakeland. First pitch from Miller to Mojica. Changeup taken low for ball one. Lakeland with action in their bullpen now. Connor Holden, the right-hander, getting loose. The 1-0. Mojica takes. Changeup misses, but not by much for ball two. Very competitive offerings from Miller. Just not getting the call. Lefty's 2-0. Mojica fouls it off himself in the batter's box for strike one. He saw a sinker right out over the heart of the plate. Couldn't square it up, though. Marauders with a run in the first, two runs in the first, one in the second, and two already across here in this third inning. Chance for Mojica to pile on more. Miller set the lefty's 2-1 pitch. Mojica grounds it towards short, and that one under the glove of Graham and into left field. Scoring is Polanco, being stopped at third is Treadaway. And that'll be scored in air. See the run come in. Marauders extend the lead at 6-1. Brings up Javi Rivas, 1-for-1 in the game with a solo homer. First pitch to Rivas, misses inside for ball one. One and zero the count with one away, men on the corners after Mojica's RBI single. Pitch for Miller. On its way. Rivas takes low, 2-0. Comfortable take. 6-1 Marauders the score. Three runs in the inning. Any result aside from a double play here would likely bring in another on a ball in play. Miller checks both runners, the 2-0 now to Rivas. Javier takes inside, 3-0. Nick Cimillo waits on deck. Miller checks both sets. 3-0, one away, men on the corners. Pitch to Rivas. Javier lines one down the left field side. That one's rolling towards the corner. It's cut off by Johnson, but scoring easily is Treadaway, an RBI single for Rivas. And the Marauders push the lead to 6. It's 7-1, Bradenton. Treadaway scores, and Mojica moves up 90 feet to second. Three consecutive RBI hits for the Marauders. And that'll draw manager Andrew Graham out of the dugout for the Tigers. He'll make a call to the bullpen. It'll be Connor Holden to the mound. Then on first and second and one away, Rivas, Mojica, and Treadaway with RBI knocks in the inning. We'll step aside as the new arm makes his way to the hill and rejoin him with the Marauders. Still with a chance to add on a few more, up 7-1 when we come back.
Got your hair combed back, surprises.
back on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauder Radio Network here after the pitching change. New arm to the mound is Connor Holden for the Flying Tigers. 7.88 ERA in 8 innings pitched for him. 1-2 record. Has struck out 7, walked 4, given up 7 earned runs and 11 hits. He faces Cimillo, who's 0-1 tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, misses out. Ball 1. Miller's outing ends after 2 1/3. Gave up 7 hits. 7 runs, but still responsible for the 2 men on base. 1-0 pitch from Holden to Cimillo. Takes a cut at a breaking ball outside for strike 1. Ball and a strike with 1 away. Holden seems to enjoy using a lot of that pitch clock. 1-1. Cimillo takes. Fastball misses in. 2-1 the count. Tight take, but a good one. Two strikeouts and 2 walks for Miller in his outing as well. Mohican second. Rivas the man at first. 2-1 pitch. Cimillo takes. Fastball low, and it's 3-1. Catcher Tapia trying his hardest to frame that one up, but will not fool the robot umpire. 3-1 pitch to Cimillo. Popped up first base side over into foul ground as Johnson. He makes the routine grab for the second out. Brings up the 9 spot in Giovanni Planchart. Now all 9 Marauders have come to the plate in the inning. Planchart lined out to first to end the second inning his last time up. It is darn fun to see these Marauders hang crooked numbers of their own here tonight after giving up 6 in the 9th and 10th yesterday. First pitch. Planchart lines one to right center field. That one slicing towards the gap. It'll touch down. Mojica being sent to the plate. Cutoff throw is going to be rolled into the dish. Retreating to first is Planchart. He's in there safely. An RBI single for Planchy, and it's 8-1 Bradenton. Manager Andrew Graham storming out of the dugout to argue this one for the Tigers. Saw Mojica unhook the trailer and come in to score. Quick chat from Graham. Saw him thrown out of the game when these two teams met 3 weeks ago in the Sunday matchup of that series. We're back to the top of the order as Bradenton have batted around in the third inning. RBI 8 of the season for Planchart. Men on the corners for Castillo led off the inning with a base hit single. First pitch. Castillo drives one to right. That one towards the gap. That one falling into the gap. Rivas will score, sliding to Anita, fielded as De La Cruz, being sent to the plate as Planchart, cutoff throw, and relay to the plate is not in time. A 2-RBI double for Jesus Castillo. The Marauders add 2 more and make it 10-1 Bradenton here in the bottom of the third inning. God, I love baseball. It's exactly what this team needed after last night's tough defeat. Tamar Johnson to the dish now. He singled earlier in the inning. Castillo on second. First pitch. Tamar takes fastball out. 1-0. The count with 2 away. Marauders with 7 runs here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0. Tamar takes. Heater down the middle for strike 1, even up the count. Holden nods at the signs and comes set. Checks Castillo, the 1-1. Tamar falls down to his knee as he swings at that one and misses for strike 2. cutter that ran in on him. Johnson now calls time, steps out. Has the average up above 200 after his knock in this inning. Ball and two strikes with two away. Holden trying to end this seven-run scoring inning. Pitch. Jamar takes, breaking ball, called strike three. And that ends the bottom of the third. The Marauders, though, put up seven runs off seven hits. No errors and one man left. We go to the fourth. Marauders 10, Tigers 1, the score when we come back.
She broke my heart, that girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes true. What's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this dark, sitting here wishing on a neon star. And girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. Ben Picorni with you. With a big smile on my face. 10-1 Bradenton the score after the first three innings. And if anyone that tunes in a lot knows, that's about all it takes to make me happy as a winning ball club here in Bradenton. Carlos Lamelli to the mound in relief of Kellington. His first pitch is to the backstop for ball one. Kellington finishes with three innings pitch. Gave up two hits, one earned run. Walked one and struck out five of the 14 men he faced tonight. Lamelli's 1-0. Breaking ball grooved down the middle to Johnson for strike one. Johnson, who has 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout. Lamelli with a 3.38 ERA, 1-0 record, and 10 2/3 pitched. 1-1 fastball driven into right center field. Shelly Polanco racing back to the warning track. He makes the catch, crashing into the wall. That is the third time tonight that Shelly Polanco has hunted down a ball to the warning track. He's had a heck of a game in center field, and there's one away. Rings up Edinso Reyes. He flied out to deep center field. His first trip, 0-for-1 in the game. Lamelli with 11 strikeouts to 6 walks in his previous outings this year. First pitch fastball to Reyes is fouled off to the backstop for strike one. Oh, 1, wave and a miss, breaking ball way low and away. Nasty enough to draw the swing at it for strike two. Oh, 2 count with one away. Lamelli at the belt, fires home. Fouled off in and out of the glove of Planchart maybe as well. We'll do the 0-2 again. Fresh baseball relayed to Lamelli on the mound. The 0-2. High fastball. Reyes lays off of it. Not a confident leave, though. But a ball regardless, and it's 1-2. Lamelli's 1-2. Broken bat bouncer up the middle. Castillo fields it out the knee-high hop and tosses on to first for the second out. Broken bat and a ground out. It's a double whammy for Reyes. In a game tonight, and more importantly in my scorebook, laden with hits for the Marauders. Just two base runners. Check that, three base runners in the first three and a third as this one's rolled to the right side. Castillo scoops it, Mojica covering, and the gentle toss to the bag and plenty of time to end the inning. Three up, three down in the fourth for the Tigers. Marauders up 9, 10-1 the score as we go to the home half when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth on the Marauders Radio Network. Bradenton leading 10-1 after three and a half innings gone in this one. Connor Holden remains in the game on the mound for the Tigers. Rodolfo Nolasco leads it off. He has a two-run homer and a walk to his name. Takes up and in for ball one. One and oh the count. Holden gave up an earned run in the last half inning. 1-0 pitch misses inside. 2-0 to Nolasco. Two balls, no strikes. Nolasco trying to start off this fourth the same way every other inning for Bradenton. Takes 2-0. Breaking ball barely gets a piece of the outside part of the zone for strike one. 2-1 count. Holden fires home. Grounded third base side. That's a fair ball just inside the bag and into the corner. Nolasco turns on the Jets. He wants two. Fielded and left by Johnson. His throw is cut off and into second with plenty of time with the feet first slide as Nolasco leads off with a double. Marauders offense is electric tonight. Brings in Shaleen Polanco. Grounded out in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the third inning. First pitch to him with Nolasco on second. Polanco bounces one first base side, foul for strike one. Marauders with 10 hits, 10 runs. One run off, two hits for Lakeland. Marauders have only been walked twice. A lot of this run scoring has just been really hard hit baseballs. The bat's just alive in a big way tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Polanco goes after a pitch way out of the strike zone. It's 0-2 now. Maybe getting a little eager to join in on the hit fest. Holden's 0-2 pitch to Polanco. Fastball 2 feet outside, swung on and missed for out number one. Polanco's shaking his head as he walks back to the dugout. There's one away. Brings up Tanner Treadaway. Treadaway, 1-for-2 in the game, an RBI, 2 RBI double, and a pop out for him. In his first game after getting called up this morning from the complex. First pitch to him with Nolasco on second. Treadaway takes breaking ball out over the plate for strike one. Nolasco takes an unopposed lead off the bag at second. Holden set, checks the pitch. Fouled off. Rolling to a stop on the dirt base path for strike two. Treadaway adjusts the batting gloves. After calling time, digs back in now. 0-2 count with one away. Marauders up by 9 here in the bottom of the fourth. Nolasco on second. 2-strike offering from Holden. This is way up and outside with a fastball. Ball in the count, 1-2. Holden taking his time now, sets. 5 on the pitch clock for the right-hander. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses out. Non-competitive offering. Easy take for Treadaway. Count 2-2 now. Nolasco with good speed on second. He'll come around to score on anything that touches some outfield grass. Holden checks. The 2-2 will have to wait. He lifts the leg but spins towards the bag at second. Nobody holding Nolasco on. No throw made. Two-two the count. Pitch. Treadaway takes. Fastball low in the count. Full. Tight take, but a good one. Holden nods at the sign. Full count. One out. Man on second. Pitch to Treadaway. Line down the left field side. That one will touch down. Nolasco being sent to the plate by Omania. Cutoff throw. Is into second offline. Scoring is Nolasco. It's an RBI single for Treadaway. And the Marauders lead by 10 now. It's 11-1 Bradenton. How about that for Tanner Treadaway? Called up this morning. Has 2 RBI and a 2-for-3 night so far. Marauders have been able to now keep their streak alive of scoring in every inning thus far. Mojica to the plate, 1-for-2 with an RBI. First pitch to him from Holden. Mojica late with the swing at a fastball for strike one, fouls it off towards the backstop. Mojica with the average at an even 250. If you're watching at home, that batting average is always live, updated on a pitch-by-pitch basis. 0-1. Mojica chases sinker upstairs, and it's 0-2. Mojica calls time, steps out. He'll adjust the batting gloves. Digs back in. 0-2 with one away. Treadaway, the man on first, the pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. Mojica goes after another high fastball. Does well to catch a piece of it and stay alive. See Tanner Treadaway on first there, wearing baseball pants the way they're supposed to be worn. Way up high, show off the socks. Only thing he's missing is some stirrups. The 0-2 again to Mojica. Takes. Breaking ball just a bit outside for ball one. One-two count with one away, 11-1 Marauders the score. Holden fires home. Mojica chops one towards the third base side. Booted, though, by the third baseman Reyes. He can't field it on the second attempt. And Mojica will reach safely on the air. Second error of the game defensively for Lakeland. Reyes had two shots at it as... I think we're not going to kid ourselves. Mojica not the best base runner in terms of speed, but runs hard. That's what matters. Reyes had two or three shots at it. Booted it every time he tried to pick up the ball. Brings in Javi Rivas. He's 2 for 2. Lines one sharply to short. Picked on the short hop. That's a double play. 6-4-3 to end the inning. Rivas, though, put a great swing on it. Marauders get one off an RBI single from Treadaway. And we head to the fifth with Bradenton up 11-1. 10-run lead for the Baby Bucks when we come back.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much it muddy.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night.
Two balls and no strikes. Nunez fires home to Treadaway. Fastball misses in. 3-0 now. The count. Hitter-friendly offering. Misses in. Ball four. Treadaway watches for and takes the 90-foot free pass down to first to give the Marauders a one-out base runner here in the sixth and hopefully give them a chance to keep this run streak alive. They've scored in every inning. If you're listening on the radio side of things, I think I've figured out the audio issue. Mojica in the box. Moves out of the way of that one. It hits him. Must have just caught him up and in. Mojica chatting back and forth with catcher Tapia as he heads down to first on the HBP. Men on first and second now for the Marauders with Javier Rivas into the batter's box. Rivas 2-for-2 in the game. Two RBI, a home run, and a base hit. Last time up, rolled into a double play. Rivas fires, or rather, Nunez fires. Pitch misses. Looked to be good, though. 1-0 the count. Even when Rivas did roll into a double play, it was a line drive. He smoked 105 off the bat. Shortstop Graham played it on the hop and turned a pair. 1-0. Swing and miss. Rivas wildly chases a breaking ball way outside for strike one. Treadway on second. Mojica the man on first. Marauders have scored in every inning to this point in the game. 12-1 the score. Pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Rivas takes in the count 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Nunez set. Lights in effect here now at Lecom Park. Pitch. Rivas smokes it down the line and right, but he fouls it into the seats for strike two to even up the count. Cimillo on deck. Rivas will call time and step out before seeing this 2-2 offering. Goes to the batting gloves. Stares it at the barrel and digs himself back in the batter's box. Nunez set. Long pause. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball bounced in front of home. It'll hop foul, though. We'll do the 2-2 again. Rivas with a swinging bunt that would have stayed fair. I think we would have seen him reach first. Big long strides when he runs. But just what a game all around for these Marauders bats. Everybody involved in the hit party tonight. Treadway leads off second. Mojica on first. The 2-2 again to Rivas. Takes above the shoulders a ball, and it's a full count now. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat upcoming to Javier Rivas. Nunez set, full count pitch on the way. Way up and in. Rivas spun to the ground by that one. It's ball 4. Bases will be loaded. That is a couple of pitches high and tight from Nunez. And that draws pitching coach Nick Green out of the dugout and to the mound. Don't think it's intentional. I wouldn't imagine somebody trying to do that when your team's down 12-1. But I've always been of the opinion, if you can't throw up and in safely, then don't throw up and in. Do whatever you can to make a guy strike out if you're pitching, but if you can't safely execute that pitch, it's a dangerous one to try and fire at a batter. The base is loaded now for Cimillo. He's 1-for-3 with a double, a pop out to first, and a fly out to right. If he finds a knock, you can see the run streak per inning continue. The only classic rock option in the Marauders walk-up songs, Nick Cimillo with Paint It Black. First pitch to him. Breaking ball way outside, 3 feet off the plate. Tapia dives to his right to grab it. Does so well in the count, 1-0 to Cimillo. Treadway on third, Mojica on second. Rivas at first. Likely need a ball in the gap to see Mojica come around to score from second base. 1-0 pitch. Cimillo takes, fastball high, but called a strike. It's 1-1. Count even. 1-1, one out. Bases full of baby buckos. Pitch from Nunez to Cimillo. Takes a breaking ball that misses out. 2-1 now. Nine spot of Giovanni Planchart on deck. Nunez set, neutral count, 2 balls and a strike. He fires home. Cimillo flies one into shallow right. Second baseman under it, battling the light poles. He makes the grab. Infield fly was called, And there's two away. Brings up the nine spot of Giovanni Planchart. Lined out to first in the second inning. Had an RBI single in the third. Flied out to center in the fifth. Chance for more than a few RBI if he can put one down either of the lines here. Marauders trying to keep the streak of scoring a run per inning alive. Planchi tanks. Breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Nunez set. He's walked a pair and hit a man to load him. Pitch. Planchart takes inside, backs out of the way. It's 2-0. Two and zero the count with two away to Planchart. Hitter friendly. Nunez set. Offering to Planchi with the bases loaded. Fouled off, out onto the concourse on the first base side for strike one. Two and one the count as we see Tanner Treadway lead off the bag at third. Nunez trying to pitch out of a jam here in the home sixth. Lakeland righty fires the 2-1. Planchi takes. Sinker. That ABS has as a strike, and it's 2-2. Deuces wild to Planchart. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the sixth. Nunez set. The righty home. Flied right field side, well out of play. We'll do it again. Lakeland with action in their bullpen once more. Quinn Gaditis, the right-hander, getting loose right now. 2-2, two away. The second, deuces wild, offering to Planchart with the bases loaded. Takes upstairs. That's ball three, Planchi. He started walking down to first. Thought it was the fourth ball of the at-bat. Has to dig back in now in the full count. Three and two, two away. Payoff pitch in the bottom of the sixth from Nunez to Planchart. On its way. Line drive into right. That one's down for a hit. Scoring is Treadway. Mojica sent to the plate. Throw in is offline. Mojica's in there standing up. A two RBI single. For Giovanni Planchart, the Marauders pick up the two-point conversion. It's 14-1. Third RBI of the game for Planchi. And that brings Lakeland pitching coach, or rather manager this time, Andrew Graham out of the dugout. And to the mound, it's curtains for Henry Nunez. Quinn Gaditis out of the bullpen for Lakeland. We will step aside as he makes his way to the hill. Men on the corners with two away in the top of the order. Man, Jesus Castillo in the batter's box when we come back. 14-1 Bradenton, our score.
Started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Hey!
back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Sports. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, as we welcome you back in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Lecom Park. And it's been a fun first 5 2/3 of offense for the Marauders. 14 runs on the board. Quinn Gudaitis going to be tasked with trying to carry Lakeland out of this inning. He'll have to face Jesus Castillo at the top of the order. He's 3-for-3 tonight, 3 RBI, 2 doubles, a single, and a walk. Gudaitis with a sub-4 ERA this season. Steps off, now re-engages. Gudaitis frustrated that he was docked a disengagement. Gudaitis with 8 strikeouts, 8 walks this season. First pitch to Castillo. Jesus takes pitch way inside, but ABS has it as a strike. It's 0-1. 14-1 Marauders the score. Rivas on third, Planchy at first. Ground ball towards second. Fielded by Gonzalez. Throw to first in time. 2 pitches, and Gudaitis ends the inning. Marauders, though, add a pair of runs on 1 hit. No errors, and 2 men are left stranded. We go to the 7th at Lecom Park. Bradenton 14. Lakeland won the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network, Bally Sports, and MILB TV. Back here for the top of the 7th at Lecom Park. Welcome in on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you here from the broadcast booth, the Steve Bloss booth here at Lecom Park. The Marauders with 2 touchdowns, both point afters converted in this game. 14-1 the score in favor of the Baby Buncos. Darvin Garcia out of the bullpen into the mound, taking over for Carlos Lamelli. He faces Dominic Johnson leading it off. First pitch, fastball. Taken for strike one. Johnson 0-for-2 tonight. A strikeout and a flyout for him. Garcia this season with a 6.48 ERA. 8 strikeouts, 8 walks in just under 10 innings pitched. A 1-pitch misses count even at 1-1 now. Only 2 hits tonight for Lakeland. 1-1. Fouled off of Johnson's foot in the batter's box for strike 2. Ball and 2 strikes. Carlos Lamelli, how about him, folks? 3 innings in relief. Perfect 3 innings. Struck out 2. Forced a ton of ground outs. 2 flyouts. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Termar chases but won't get there. That one rolls into center field for the first time since the 3rd inning. The Tigers have a base runner. Brings up Benito Reyes, the 6th spot man. Reyes 0-for-2, a flyout and a ground out. First pitch, wild swing and a miss. Pulled the front foot out of the swing. Strike 1. Saw him try to adjust to the offering low and in. kind of lifted that front leg, got tied up by 0-1. Grounded towards third. Rivas dives after it. Throw to second. In time for one. No relay to first, but Javi Rivas shows off that gold glove at third, and there's one away. He seems to be adjusting well to the hot corner in just his second game there this season. I think it's a safe bet. Reaching first is it Reyes on the fielder's choice. Tyler Johnson up now. Strikeout and a ground out for him tonight. Bats from the left side. First pitch from Garcia. Takes fastball high. And a bit in for ball one. Garcia shakes off a few signs from Planchy. Now comes set. 1-0. Check swing at a low breaking ball. Appeal to the field umpire. Yes, says Connor Crowell. Strike one in the count even. Garcia set. Leading off first is Reyes. The 1-1. Check swing. Goes around again. This time the home plate umpire Hopkins rings him up. It's strike two. See the runner on first, Edinso Reyes. Just four base runners tonight for Lakeland. 1-2. Called. Strike three. Garcia puts him on ice, and there's two away. That's the eighth strikeout tonight for Marauder pitching. Brings up Sergio Tapia. Hit a sharp line out to center in the third inning. Grounded out to short in the fifth. First pitch to him from Darvin Garcia. Swing and a miss. Powerful inner half fastball from Darvin at 94 miles per hour for strike one. Tapia representing the eighth spot in the lineup. Catcher batting 167 this season. 0-1. Swing and miss. Strike two. Right back to the 94 mile an hour. Sinking fastball is Garcia. He's ahead in the count. And because of that, Tapia is going to decide to call time and step out. Alexander Mojica will not hold the runner to the bag at first. Checking over the shoulder is Darvin Garcia. The 0-2. Bounce back to the mound. Darvin knocks it down, picks it up with the bare hand, fires a confident toss into the glove of Mojica to end the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors. One man left by Lakeland here in the seventh. Stretch time at Lecom Park, and things are looking good on the Suncoast. Marauders 14, Tigers 1 the score. We'll catch you after we do some singing here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Live.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old. Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home.
back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Live for the bottom of the seventh at Leacom Park. Marauders up 14-1. Tamar Johnson leading it off. Takes a high fastball, ball one. Johnson 1-for-4 in the game, 3 strikeouts and a single for him. Average at an even 200. As we're past the 2-hour mark here in tonight's contest, 0-1. Runs way inside. Tamar dives down to the ground, getting out of the way of that one. Comes up a little limp. And the home plate umpire actually going to say it hit him. So a hit by pitch to start the inning. And Tamar down to first. Puts a speedy man on with nobody gone. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. He's having a heck of a night. 2-run homer in the first, a walk in the third. Doubled in the fourth. Only blemish, a strikeout in the fifth inning. 2-for-3. Average up above 300 with his stout performance this evening. First pitch fastball misses low, 1-0. Tamar Johnson not being held on. Wouldn't expect the Marauders to steal with a 13-run lead here in the later innings. 1-0 pitch misses low. 2-0 now. Marauders on the way to making it 12-2, the record, when they homer in ball games. 2-0 pitch, a fastball over the heart of the plate, and Nolasco takes it all the way in for strike one. Two and one the count with nobody out. Tamar with good speed on first. Pitch. Lasco takes. Breaker misses outside, and it's 3-1. Cleanup spot of Charlene Polanco on deck. Goodine is set. The 3-1 pitch. Lasco bounces it towards short, charging hard. Is the third baseman, Ray, as he picks it up. His throw to first is not in time. Nolasco beats out the infield single. Tamar Johnson up to second. Third hit of the night for Rodolfo Nolasco. 15th hit of the game for Bradenton. Brings in Charlene Polanco. He's the only Marauder without a hit tonight. 0-for-4, 2 ground outs, a strikeout. Reached once on a fielder's choice. Godinez checks Tamar, first pitch. Polanco drives it to left. It gets well foul and out of play for strike one. Time called as a ball got away from the Marauder bullpen down and right. The 0-1 from Gonitis to Polanco. Breaking ball rolled towards second. Could be two. Flipped for one. No relay will be made to first. Out at second is Nolasco. Polanco reaches on the fielder's choice. Up to third is Tamar Johnson. There's one away. 4-6 on the putout. Brings up Tanner Treadaway. What a night for him. In his first game after getting called up. Has 3 RBI, a double, a single, and a walk, and a 2-for-3 game. Tamar on third. Charlene Polanco at first. Pitch. Treadaway takes. Fastball misses above the belt. It's 1-0. One oh count with one away. Goditis fires. Treadaway takes. Fastball at the knees for strike one to even it up. Base hit would bring in the 15th run of the game for Bradenton. Goodine is set. 1-1, one away. Righty fires. Treadaway flies it to right. Charging towards the foul line is De La Cruz. He makes the catch. Tamar Johnson will not tag, as the throw was nearly to the backstop. A strong throw from De La Cruz. but not on target. There's two away. The run does not come in to score with Mojica into the batter's box now. Bradenton need a base hit to make it seven innings of run scoring. Can Mojica keep it alive with two away? The power-hitting right-hander in the box is 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI. First pitch breaking ball to him, misses high, it's 1-0. Gaudet set, met on the corners, two away. Mojica lines one down the left field side. It curls foul, though. Crashing off the tarp in foul ground for strike one. Early on, the sinker was Mojica. Tamar Johnson retreats back to third. Shalene Polanco at his post at first. Gaudet is 1-1. Mojica lays off a breaking ball below the zone. Great take for Mojica. It's 2-1. Great to see out of Mojica. Just a lot more patience at the plate. Gaudet is set. 2-1 pitch. Mojica takes fastball, misses above the hands. It's 3-1. Now, if you're Mojica here, you might just be saying, I'm going to swing out of my shoes and see if the ball ends up on the boardwalk in left field. Gaudet with the 3-1 home. Mojica takes fastball, called a strike, and the count full. Full count, two out. Bottom seven, Marauders up 14-1. Gaudet drops the hands to the belt and fires. Misses inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded with two away. First time tonight, Mojica has walked. We'll extend the inning and bring up Javier Rivas. Rivas homered in the second inning, a solo shot to left, had an RBI single in the third. Grounded into a double play in the fourth and walked his last time up in the sixth inning. Quick chat between Gaudet and catcher Sergio Tapia. Fifth mound visit of the night for Lakeland. They're running low on him. Gaudet fires. Rivas takes breaking ball outside for ball one. Bases loaded, the 1-0. Rivas way late with a swing at a fastball for strike one to even it up. Got one elevated. Definitely had to have looked like something he could drive out of the hand of Gaudet. 1-1 count. Righty fires home. Rivas lines it over the head of the reach of the second baseman Gonzalez. Scoring is Tamar Johnson being sent to the plate. Is Shalene Polanco. He's in there standing up. A two RBI single for Rivas. And it's 16-1 Bradenton. They get the safety on top of the two touchdowns and PATs they've had tonight. Four RBI evening for Javi Rivas. That brings Lakeland pitching coach Nick Green out to the mound. And now we're going to see a position player, Moises Valero, head to the bullpen to warm up for Lakeland. Mojica up to second. Rivas, the two RBI single, stands at first. Lakeland only have one more mound visit after this that they can use in the game. Double check on that, actually. So teams allowed seven mound visits. Lakeland only have one more. Mound visit does not include a pitching change. Cimillo in the batter's box, 1-for-4 tonight. Takes a high fastball for strike one. He doubled in the fifth inning. 16-1 Marauders the score. Moises Valero, the infielder, in the bullpen for Lakeland. As Cimillo bounces one to the mound, Gaudet fields it. His underhand flipped to first. is in time to end the inning. The Marauders pick up two runs in this seventh inning. They've scored in every frame and lead 16-1 as we go to the eighth here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Leecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leecon Park this season.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Live for the top of the eighth at Leecon Park. Your Bradenton Marauders leading the Lakeland Flying Tigers 16-1 after seven innings. Darvian Garcia starting his second on the mound, first pitch. Faro Gonzalez chops one to first. Mojica fields the thigh-high hop and steps on the bag in time. One away. And the offense obviously overshadows and will be the talk of the night for Bradenton, but this pitching staff giving up only one run, just three hits in the game, have walked just one man. Five base runners reaching, three hits, a walk, and one on an air. First pitch to the next man up at the top of the order. Carlos Pellegrin misses outside for ball one. Eight strikeouts for Marauder pitching. Next offering a breaking ball that backs up on Garcia. Misses inside the count to 2-0 now. So it is Moises Valero, a position player, warming up in the Lakeland bullpen and left. 2-0 from Garcia. Check swing. Unplayed umpire says he doesn't go. Appeal. Looked like he very obviously went around. And the field umpire confirms that. It's a strike and it's 2-1. Garcia brings the hands together. Drops him to the belt. Pitch. Misses inside. 3-1. Garcia shakes off the first sign, nods at the second, and comes set. 3-1 pitch. Fouled off towards the press box. That one will roll back down onto the diamond. Strike two and the count full. Garcia comes set. Full count offering to Pellegrin. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good inner half sinker for Garcia, and there's two away. His second strikeout of the night. Brings up Peyton Graham, the shortstop. He's 0 for 3. Fielder's choice, reach on an air and a ground out. Came around in the first inning to score the only run of the game for Lakeland. Watches a breaking ball miss outside. First pitch, it's 1-0. Next pitch, breaking ball out. 2-0 now. Baseball relayed back to Garcia on the mound. Right-hander set. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Peyton Graham. Fastball called, the ball outside. It's 3-0. Ready, set, 3-0 pitch on the way. Ball four, fastball misses below the knees. The sixth base runner of the night is on for Lakeland. Graham walks to bring Manuel Sequeira to the plate. He had a double in the first inning. It was a great start to the game for the Tigers. Had a leadoff walk. Graham rolled into a fielder's choice, but came around to score with some good base running after he was doubled up to third and came in on a wild pitch. 3-0 was the count in the walk, and now Garcia misses low. Five straight balls for him. Sequeira, double and two strikeouts in his 1-for-3 evening. The 1-0. This is inside, 2-0, six straight balls from Darvin Garcia, and this is kind of some of the issues we've seen from him this year. Has great strikeout stuff, dominant fastball. But entering this outing, he had struck out the same amount of men as he's walked, and that's been the battle for him all season long. Just giving up free base runners. Two and zero the count with two away. Sequeira steps back in. Garcia trying to hone in on the strike zone. 2-0 pitch. Called a strike, low and in. Garcia bounces back in the count. 2-1 now. Righty's 2-1 home to Sequeira. Driven high and deep to left field. Racing into the gap is Treadway. He makes the catch. And that'll end the inning. After 7.5 gone, the Marauders lead 16-1. A position player to the mound when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Back here on MILB-TV, Bally Live in the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the bottom of the eighth at Leacom Park. Position player on the mound for Lakeland. It's a fun part of baseball. It's rare to see, especially now with the new rules mandating that a team be up by 8 runs at the major league level. Same down here at the MILB side of things. Moises Valero, the righty's first pitch, bounced into the dirt. 1-0, the count 70 miles per hour to Giovanni Planchart, who's 2-for-4 tonight. Two singles, three RBI, 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. Valero's next pitch, Planchi takes a big cut and a miss. Yeah, what we're going to call a fastball at 78 miles per hour. And the count 2-1. 2-1 home. Planchard tinks outside, 3-1. Planchard, line drive up the middle, a base hit into center field. This is the first professional pitching appearance of Moises Valera with the single. Planchard moves to 3-for-5 tonight. It brings up Jesus Castillo. Jesus going to bat from the right side. Usually see him try to get the opposite arm side matchup. First pitch misses outside. 1-0 the count. Marauders have scored in every inning thus far. And a balk is called on Valero by the field umpire. And so up to second goes Planchard, the position player. Called for a balk, no pitch, count 1-0. I mean, I get it, come on. He's a second baseman pitching in the eighth inning. 1-0, Castillo fouls it off. Right field side for strike one. Planchard on second after the balk. 1-1. Bounce to third. Castillo running hard. Fielded by Reyes. His throw to first in time, and there's one away. Brings up Tamar Johnson. Pirates' number one overall prospect has struck out three times tonight. Has singled once and been hit by a pitch. First pitch to him from Valero. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Tapia, for strike one. 84 the fastball there from Valero. His 0-1. Tamar fouls it off. First base side, bouncing off the protective screening down the right line for strike two. Now, will the only Lakeland pitcher to not give up a run tonight be a position player? That would almost be the greatest form of baseball irony. Tamar digs back in, 0-2 the count with one away. The pitch. Oh, man, look at that little sweetheart. 49-mile-an-hour pitch from Valero. Having some fun with it. Misses up and out in the count, 2-2. Next pitch. Line shallow center. It'll touch down. They're going to hold Planchard up at third. Tamar Johnson with his second hit of the night. A single here in the bottom of the eighth. Men on the corners now for Adolfo Nolasco. Nolasco is 3-for-4 tonight. A triple away from the cycle. Now that I look at it. First pitch to him misses outside. It's 1-0. Nolasco has a chance at the cycle, but expect the Marauders to be conservative on the bases. Don't want to rub it in necessarily. As Yoldin De La Paz, the birthday boy, gets loose in the bullpen for Bradenton. The 1-1. Velasco flies it out to center. Under it is Pellegrini. Planchard will not tag. And throwing it regardless is Pellegrini. There's two away. Brings up Shaleen Polanco. He's the only Marauder without a hit in the game tonight. 0-for-5 at the plate. No better time than now off a position player to try and get your first knock of the game. First pitch. Polanco takes. Ball in. It's 1-0. Tamar on first. Planchard on third. Next pitch misses inside as well. It's 2-0. Would love to see Shaleen get a base hit here to bring that man, Giovanni Planchard, into score. 2-0. Hard hit grounder towards second. Fielded. Thrown to first in time. Moises Valero, the infielder for the Tigers, is the only man to throw a scoreless inning tonight for Lakeland on the mound. We go to the ninth. Yoldin De La Paz out of the bullpen for Bradenton. 15-run lead for the Baby Buckos when we come back.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV and Bally Live. The Marauders leading the Tigers 16-1, and it's the birthday boy, Yoldeen De La Paz, on the mound, his 21st birthday. A night that he hopefully will enjoy after shutting down these Tigers. First pitch fastball misses high to Jose De La Cruz for ball one. De La Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game tonight. Next pitch misses high as well. It's 2-0. Planchart just trying to calm down De La Paz. Yoldeen with a 5.40 ERA, 8 1/3 pitched. 10 strikeouts, 6 walks for the lefty. Is 2-0 home. Driven into right, foul and out of play for strike one. Can remember my 21st birthday with the Quincy Gems back in my summer ball announcing days. In the middle of a road trip. Up in Burlington, Iowa, 2-1. Grounded towards first. Mojica is going to watch that one fly past him into right field. A base hit for De La Cruz to start the ninth for the Tigers. Dom Johnson in the batter's box now. 1-for-3, a strikeout, a flyout, and a single. He has one of just 4 hits in the game for Lakeland. De La Paz fires. Fastball misses out. It's 1-0. Plenty to enjoy on a 21st birthday in Bradenton. Imagine it's hard being away from home, missing family on a birthday, as the 1-0 slider from De La Paz is waved at for strike one to even up the count. Not been home for mine, in fact, for 4 years. We're going to make it 5 this season. 1-1. Bounce foul, third base side, a strike in the count, 1-2. That night of my 21st birthday, though, was Margaritaville night at the ballpark. Could not have been a better day for it. The 1-2. Fastball misses out from De La Paz. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Dominic Johnson. 6:30, we'll be back here tomorrow night, a thirsty Thursday evening at Lecom Park. The 2-2 from De La Paz. Slider misses away and the count full now. Full count. Nobody out and a man on first in the top of the ninth. De La Paz with probably the best cushion he'll ever get in his career. 15-run advantage for Bradenton. 3-2. High for ball four. Two men on now with nobody out to start the inning for Lakeland. Because why not after a 16-run performance? Would we stick around a little longer here? De La Paz just wants to set up the triple play here. Dean Sorreyes, who's 0 for 3 tonight at the plate. First pitch, he fouls it off the end of the bat to the backstop for strike one. No balls and a strike. Nobody out in the inning. De La Cruz on second. Johnson, the runner on first for Lakeland. Fresh baseball for Yul Dean on the mound. Lefty set, and the 0-1 to Reyes. On its way. Swing and a miss slider for strike two. Went down way below the zone. Drew a hack and a miss. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. De La Paz looking for the first out in the ninth here. Get the Marauders one step closer to the blowout victory. Two strike offering home from the left-hander. Misses to the backstop, about 3 feet above the head of the catcher playing sharp. Both runners move up 90 feet. And the count 1-2 now. Infield backs off for Bradenton. De La Paz set. The 1-2 pitch to Reyes. Grounded hard to short. Termar's going to scoop and throw to first. Run scores. Score at 4-3 on the ground out. And Lakeland cut the deficit to 14. Brings up Tyler Johnson. 0-for-3 in the game. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Love to see Yul Dean get a 21st birthday punch out in his outing here. He's got two more outs to do that. First run scored since the first inning of the game for Lakeland there. De La Paz fires home. Johnson takes slider away. It's ball one. Tough night for the batting averages of Lakeland hitters. Only four hits across the nine thus far. The 1-0 from De La Paz to Johnson. Fastball at the belt. Call the ball. It's 2-0. You'd have to think this is one of those spots where an umpire might open up the strike zone a little bit late in the game, but with ABS, that's not happening. 2-0. Flied to left field. Rather, over the dugout. Ball with a nasty hook to it. Crashes in the grandstand. For a strike in the count now, 2-1. Marauders will improve to 17-12, barring a 14-run comeback here in the ninth. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off, strike two, and we're even. Two two with one away. Johnson, the runner on second. De La Paz looking for two outs to close out a double-digit victory here for the Marauders. De La Paz set, the lefties, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, a birthday punch out for Yul Dean De La Paz, and there's two down in the top of the ninth. Bring Sergio Tapia to the plate. A line out to center and a pair of ground outs, 0-for-3 in the game. Twenty-seven outs for each team in a game of baseball, and the Tigers are down to their last one here. Line drive over the head of Rivas into the left field corner. That's going to see another run coming to score here in the ninth for Lakeland. fielded and thrown into the cutoff man, Johnson. A RBI double for Tapia, and the Marauders lead cut to 13. Brings up Alvaro Gonzalez, 1-for-3 in the game. Pair of groundouts and a base hit. It's also the first time that Lakeland have had more than two men reach base in an inning since the first. First pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball way up and outside, 1-0. The 1-0 fouled off, a strike in the count. Even now, De La Paz, two strikes away from closing out this win for the Marauders. The 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez from Yoldin De La Paz. Bounces a few feet in front of home plate, 2-1 the count. Two one with two away. Marauders up by 13. Tigers have put up two in the inning. De La Paz with a great cushion, just looking for that final out. Pitch popped up first base side. It gets foul and out of play. A strike in the count. 2-2 now. A strike away from the win. 19 runs in the game. 23 hits combined. Marauders with a majority in both those categories. 2-2 the count with two away, a man on second. De La Paz looking for a swing and a miss, a pop out to first, a ground ball to third, whatever it is, to try and close this one out and send everybody home happy. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Two 21st birthday strikeouts for De La Paz. Marauders win. They raise the Jolly Roger in emphatic fashion tonight. 16-3 the final in favor of the Baby Buckos. Game gets wrapped up. And the Marauders with a happy high five line closing this one out tonight. As Let's Go Bucks rings out throughout Lecom Park, and we'll go through the entirety of this game and just talk about what a festival of offense it was for Bradenton. Marauders gave up a run in the first off a wild pitch that gave Lakeland a lead after half an inning. Bradenton then with a two-run homer in the first from Nolasco, followed up by a one-run homer in the second from Rivas, then seven runs in the third inning, a double for Tamar Johnson, a walk for Nolasco, a two RBI double for Treadaway, a single bringing in a run for Mojica, an RBI single for Rivas, an RBI single for Planchard, a two RBI double for Castillo. In the fifth inning, an RBI single for Treadaway. In the fifth inning, an RBI double for Castillo that brought in Cimillo after he led off the inning with a two-bagger. A two RBI single in the sixth inning for Planchard. A two RBI single in the seventh inning for Rivas. In the only inning in which the Marauders did not score a run was with position player Moises Valero on the mound in the bottom of the eighth inning. And you might ask why? Because it's baseball. Because nothing makes sense sometimes. And sometimes it's the most logical game in the world. That's why it's the best. 16-3 the final. Will take you through the final line score. Lakeland with three runs off five hits. They commit two errors defensively. The Tigers go 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They leave six men on base and four your Marauders. 16 runs, the obvious one to talk about. They end up the game with 18 hits. They commit one error defensively. 10-for-26 in scoring position and nine men left on base. Game gets wrapped up in a cool 2 hours and 40-some-odd minutes after our start was pushed back a bit. The win in the ballgame goes to Owen Kellington. Struck out five in three innings of work. Gave up two hits, one earned run, walked a man. Routers pitching, just giving out three walks across all nine innings here tonight. Striking out 11. Lakeland, five walks, 16, six strikeouts for them. Marauders improved to 12-2 in games that they homer in. Overall record to 17-12 this season. That was a fun one. Safe to say here tonight at Lee Compart. Marauders stay within five games of the first place Clearwater Threshers and look to continue the streak and start a streak, rather, tomorrow night. 6:30 first pitch. Marauders with Alessandro Ercolani, the San Marino-born right-hander, on the mound for the boys in black and yellow. Whether you're a Tigers fan, Marauders fan, wherever you tuned in, we thank you for sticking with us through 19 runs and 23 hits here tonight on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Marauders fans, how the heck could you not enjoy this outcome? 16-3 the final once more from Lee Comp Park. I'm Ben Picorni. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Take me out to where the pirates play. Catch the sights, cheer the place. Feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack. Crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back. Everybody shout, root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every sign of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field of green. Young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mazin, heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch, hits like lamented. Everybody shout, root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride.